this weekend is the Crab Sisters. And yesterday morning, I was listening to Andrew and Heidi talk about, and I think this is kind of well known among green cheese fans. Our question of the week is about deer opener. Usually, deer opener and green cheese creates one heck of a time with lots of folks hopefully putting their weapons away before they lay into the booze, but it is a wild time. So it is the deer opener green cheese this Saturday. Again, it's 10 o'clock. You're listening to Headwaters. Coming up at 9 at 10:30, we will hear Spin That Ish, looking back at our favorite tunes, albums, and singles from the month of October. You hear it on the first Thursday of every month here on KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. We've also got in that time, the next half hour or so, music from Devendra Bonhart. Going to hear from Guy Clark, who shared a birthday with Doug Sam, another Texas legend, something from him. And right now, we're actually going to stick right on theme with songs about Poseidon.
When my man goes to sea, he steps so high and free. I think I know as I watch him go that he has no need for me, for me. And when my man comes home and waits a while to roam, I think I see when he smiles at me that he's dreaming of the foam, the foam. I'm not a pious Christian, and I do not go to Mass, but I pray to Father Neptune to let him safely pass. I sing to the god with a three-pronged rod and the whiskers wild and free, that I've got a man with a beard and a tan and a passion for the sea. He rides through the storm and the cold and the warm, and he loves to risk his neck. And I like to know when he goes below that it's just below the deck. Oh, Neptune, Father Neptune, I tell you fair and true that if you should lose my sailor, I'll sing no more to you. When he's home from sea, he is half with me, and he's gone when I close the door. And it's still his creed that he has no need of a wife except on shore. I know it's a boat that keeps him afloat, but I like to think it's me. And if it were not for this, I would sing to the depths of the sea.
I've got your letter and there's something wrong. esperanza, aunque te esperará. Mi corazón se avanza, un fantasma cuerpo real. Mi amor no tiene venganza, aunque te matará. Este viejo no se cansa, siempre te persigará. Así que fe, amor, no necesita esperanza. Ven, amor, aunque feo amor no grita en mi lancha alrededor de ti. Así que fe, amor, no necesita esperanza. Ven, amor, aquí. Ven, amor, disfruta mi gracia alrededor de ti.
nine, empty his pockets, and she wreck his days, and she make him love her, then she shoot fly away. She got a black dress on for $1,000, she wail and she moan.
What a banger. Nina Simone, Sea Lion Woman, here on KAXE, going alongside Mi Negrita from Devandra Bonhart and Mothers of Riches from that new Kate LeBon album, Michelangelo Dying. This is Headwaters. Thank you for tuning in every weekday here on KAXE from 9 to 11. I'm Malachi Coons. I'm filling in for DJ Dang right now. He's headed to Chicago for a concert that I'm very excited to hear about. So shout out to Dan. Hope he's having fun. Heading out back to his home city. It's fun being on here on a Thursday, though. It doesn't really make sense, but at the same time, it does. Every day is like a different vibe, even if you're hosting at the exact same time of the day. Always feels a little different. I'll be back tomorrow as well on Fridays. We have an hour of Minnesota music that is a part of Headwaters. It's called Minnesota Mixtape. You can hear that from 10 to 11. I'll be bringing out some brand new Dessa for you on the show tomorrow. We receive support here at KEXE from our listener members and from FrameUp in downtown Grand Rapids, committed to displaying treasured goods for over 40 years, offering prints, posters, and beyond. More at frameup.com. Support also comes from Hug Hydronics, committed to making in-floor heating simple, providing in-floor heating solutions for both commercial and residential. More information at hughydronics.com. Just about 15 minutes, you will hear Spin That Ish. And the next song we're going to hear actually is something you will hear more about when that segment rolls around. Also, some more things for you to be knowing about that are going on here at KEXE. This weekend on Stay Human, get out your dancing shoes. We're going to be hearing stories about learning to dance, the polka capital of the world, dancing while painting, and more. Push the furniture aside and dance along on Stay Human, Saturday mornings at 9 and Sundays at 5. Now, I have always been a effort over technique dancer, and I feel like that is, you know, this, well, that's why I'm saying this, but that's also what I value in dancing, you know, it's just always effort over technique, but that is definitely something that someone who has zero dancing technique would say. I had a lot of friends once who told me that I cut shapes when I dance, which is the lower half of my body doesn't really move that much as it should. And then my arms are like swinging around, sort of like you're voguing, but over your whole body. And they called it cutting shapes. And that's how I dance. Also coming up this weekend, Ashley and Kayla are going to be playing rap and R&B with a special After Dark show. It is our 9 to midnight Saturday night romp through styles of music outside of the normal KXC stuff. You might hear metal, punk, electronic dance music, rap, much more. You never know what you're going to get. Again, Ashley and Kayla hosting this Saturday. If you'd love to host that show, email dgannon@kaxe.org. Curl Masabi and Evelith has open houses each night now through Thursday, through tonight from 6 to 8. Curling instruction and equipment provided. Bring clean athletic shoes and wear comfortable clothing and a light jacket. And the Bemidji High School Theater Department is presenting The Addams Family, a musical comedy, November 6th, 7th, and 8th at 7 p.m. at the school's auditorium. Find a ticket link on Facebook under Bemidji High School Theater. Going to go to Minnesota Music, as I mentioned, Minnesota Mixtape tomorrow at 10. Really been enjoying this brand new album from an artist called Under Violet. Fairly new to me. She's out of the Twin Cities. And she has a really beautiful new album called Orchard. Here is Migration on KAXE.
Migration. rolling through my mind. Oh, there ain't nothing to it, mama, don't be crying. It's just one of those things everyone goes through. And everybody's got on some kind of past now. Here comes that old snake in the grass now. Lord, it's good to be in Tennessee with you. Oh, yes. It's good to have you, lady.
Guy Clark on what would have been his 83rd birthday. It's Good to Love You, Lady, from his second album, my personal favorite, Texas Cookin'. But you really can't go wrong with getting albums from Guy Clark. Tedeschi Trucks Band with Leon Russell before that, doing The Letter. This is KEXC, People Powered Radio. We receive support from Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji, offering music lessons and art programming for all ages. We're at headwatersmusicandarts.org or on Facebook and Instagram. And support also comes from Grand Rapids Arts, connecting artists and audience, encouraging creativity and collaboration through monthly First Friday art walks and more. Information available at grandrapidsarts.org. It is 10:30.
Cool. Oh, nope, can't use that one.
One that's not clear.
What's Boogie?
This is Spin That Ish with the KAXE Music Team. I'm Kari Headland.
I'm DJ Dang.
I'm Alec Tycoons.
You get to hear Spin That Ish each month while we talk about some of our favorite albums and songs released this past month. And we are going to dig right into it with Malachi's first choice here. Malachi, what's up?
Which one did I put first and second? I know which ones I picked. I just don't know which one's first and second.
I'll give you a hint. Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay. This song, really, I have been digging over the last few weeks. This is an artist that is very, very new to me. They are from Minneapolis. Their name's Sarah Bischoff, but they run a project called Under Violet. And it is co-produced by Chris Bearden of Polisa. She's got some ties to that world. I saw on previous albums, Jeremy Ilvesacker, that kind of crowd works on it. And I didn't see official release notes for this one, but it kind of sounds to me like it's a Jeremy Ilvesacker kind of guitar. But just a really classic sounding sort of Americana. The whole album is just rolls by at a very, I feel like we overuse maybe Saturday Morning Records, but I'm going to stick with that one. It just is like, it's such a vibe. And this song that I picked from Under Violet is called Billy.
Wish I could play your part.
Really easy.
I would add that's probably a Sunday morning record too.
Okay.
Yeah, just don't stick it on Saturdays only.
There you go, all weekend long. Yeah, it's rolling by. It's really melodic and
it's
a lot
lovely.
Of very lovely, lush songs. Under Violet, Minnesota Music, just a brand new album out, and yeah, that song has been hitting.
Little indie twang, kind of.
Indie twang, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my brother was trying to tell me about indie twang last time I went and visited him, and I didn't know that was
a thing.
I had just been calling them all like alt country or something like that, you know?
Yes.
But apparently I think they're less country and more mm-hmm. indie than they used to be, and now it's indie twang. Like MJ Lenderman, Dan, everyone says he's the, you know, and Waxahachie. They're like the indie twang king and queens.
Would Wednesday be indie twang?
I guess.
I don't know. I feel like they're more in an alt world just because they rip.
They definitely rock harder. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they are classified.
Classified.
Well, classified is the wrong way to say it, but I feel like people lump them in just because, I don't know. People just love to name things, you know? Like alt country was already a word for rock bands that sound kind of country.
Unlike this show.
No.
People just love to name things.
We finally settled
on a name, actually.
Splitting hairs on the air.
Yes.
Coming on to names just by happenstance, just by accident last month. So that's how we do things here. All right, Dan, let's hear from you. Which one do you want to go with here?
Death Cult Zombie.
Yes.
There we go.
I wonder what that's about.
Should we listen to it?
Do it.
He say, jump, you ready for that in line. Death Cult Zombie, think too hard and you play. Come and get me, I won't live on my neck. I live here, so are you following me? Mr. Master Race, but still no J.A.K. Burning in the sun and looking British in the shade. Big chopper, I got your little taste. Cheeky little boy, want him to put you in your place. Watch the world burn with the smoke.
God, I love him so much.
I just noticed for the first time there's like another track, someone's just like kind of talking as it's going. It's wild.
Under the.
Yeah, there's a guy who's like, I put you in your place.
They're just repeating the lines?
Yeah, they're repeating the lines.
Yeah.
Oh.
Genesis.
Burning in the sun and looking British in the teeth. Ouch.
The two singles have been so good.
So good. And that song was released for Halloween, which was like, you know, just kind of perfect. So we played that fun little story on this one and a proud parent moment for me. We played this at Judge That Jam during our member appreciation week. We played the first 30 seconds of that song. And after we would play any of these songs, they had been unreleased songs. We asked people if they had guesses as to who it was. And my 13-year-old knew right away that it was Genesis Owusu. So I was like,
whoa. Yes.
Yeah.
Young one.
I know, right? Felt like I'm doing things okay.
Did he start a mosh pit?
No, he did not do that. He hasn't been in one yet, Dan.
Ooh.
I know.
Hey, you went to Genesis Owusu without him last year. So when he comes to town next, you should take...
I should. I've seen him a couple times and I highly recommend. He's fun.
Maybe that could be our first music team field trip to go see music.
Ooh, Genesis?
Since we haven't fully pulled one off yet.
Yes. I would do that.
All right, there we go.
I would do that.
Carter, okay. What's your song?
All right. My first pick is one that we are featuring as our album of the week this week, too. It's Boom and Marquee with Northern Cree, two different groups from Canada that are collaborating for this release. Blue Moon Marquee is a blues swing band duo out of Vancouver Island, and Northern Cree are out of Alberta, a powwow and round dance singing group. I love this collaboration. So A.W. Cardinal from the Blue Moon Marquee has Cree heritage and wanted to just really dig into his heritage through music and rhythm. And I love this pairing with the Northern Cree. His vocals too are just like a little nasty, and I don't know how to explain that, but there's just like, it's like a bit of a growl and very distinct sound. And then of course, just the powwow singing, powwow vocals and the drums are so strong. We're going to take a listen to Rollin' and Tumblin' off of their latest album.
Don't mind.
Hey,
That's off their new album, Get Your Feathers Ready, which is a featured album of the week this week on KAXE.
I watched a live video of them performing. It might have been that song. And the drummers, when they're not playing, they're just bopping their head and getting into the song. And then when they come in, it just changes the dynamics of the song. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. So cool. It's been like, why didn't somebody think of that 20 years ago? Like,
and why doesn't it happen like all the time?
Yeah.
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 I love
so great.
Like the ad libs. I don't know if that's what you'd call some of the little like flourishes they do, but I feel like that's everywhere in hip hop right now, is like a song can be, the ad libs are almost just as important as like the rest of the song. Mm-hmm. But the, like in that one, just the little things they do are like,
yeah,
really big fan. I feel like there would be some awesome, there already is too, but just the ways that they can mix in that style of music with other things.
It's a good album of the week.
That is a good album of the week.
Thanks, guys.
De nada.
Yes, Car.
All right, Malachi, choice, let's go with your second song choice.
Okay. My second song choice, I know this one, is from Brooklyn Afrobeat group Antibolus. Another one out on Daptone Records. This group has been around since the late 90s. And their longtime vocalist, who I would say has been like a really definitive part of Antibolus sound, went solo, I guess. They kind of, you know, amicably decided to part ways. So the group went back to fully instrumental Afrobeat music, which they have not done on albums, I think, since maybe their very first releases in very early years. But they got a new album out called Hourglass. I picked the title track as a song I really wanted to feature today. They just are so clearly really cohesive and have a super dynamic sound. And there's little bits of high life mixed into the Afrobeat. There's some funk on different songs. And this one I picked is kind of like spacey, psychedelic jazz almost a little bit. Like there's an hour or a minute and 30 seconds of buildup to get to the point where I started this clip. And then it just takes off into a sweet Afrobeat groove. So take it away.
As someone said at Judge That Jam, not to go back to that again, but that music is a vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. We heard someone say that they felt like they were just in the 70s in like some kind of cruiser car, just going slow down the street. That was just like, this is a great response.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see if they continue on without a vocalist, because it was such a part of their sound for so many years. And little like humble, I don't even know if it's a brag, but I had the opportunity to interview Martin Perna, who's the leader of the band. He plays the baritone sax, when I was doing a pirate radio thing in the south side of Minneapolis. And he's a super nice guy, like super nice. Like we did like a half hour long interview just talking about music and the world and whatever. And like that what got broadcast to like five blocks on the south side of Minneapolis. But he took the time to sit down and talk with me. So it was great. And then I think they got me on the list for their next show. They played at the Walker and I got on the list through Antibalas. It was great.
Does that interview live on anywhere?
I wouldn't know where to find it.
Oh,
no.
Oh man, Dan.
No.
Dang.
That's awesome.
Were you DJ Dang at the time? Or do you have a different name?
Yeah. Okay. No, just DJ Dang. I would probably recorded it on my flip phone, so no, it's lost.
Or it's unintelligible if you have the recording somewhere.
I think the whole EP is really good.
Yeah. It's such a groove.
It's only six songs, but it is like, it feels like a full album in those six songs.
Mm-hmm.
Really well done.
Well, that they're one all like six is, plus minutes.
That
know,
one
so.
Is tough for radio though, with that minute and a half intro.
I know.
That takes... It's quite the slow,
a slow
build.
Builder. Very it is slow a slow build. Builder. Yeah. Yep.
All right, Dan, let's hear from you on the next one.
My next single was Rap Boys Anywhere. I think they're a Chicago band. Mm-hmm. Do you guys know?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And in the past, people have raved about them and I've listened and been like, it's okay. But this new single called Anywhere, just the way the song starts off with the drums, and then some weirdo distorted guitar. It's kind of like singing. It's hitting all of my notes that make my ears grow bigger. So. Ooh.
Such a 90s vibe on that one.
Yeah, totally. I personally have never had a panic attack, but that guitar sounds like what maybe I would imagine would your sound in your head might be like if you're having one. I don't know. Maybe that's not fair to people that have panic attacks, but the music fits with the lyrics to me.
Yeah. For sure. And there's like a lot of different movements happening in that song. But yeah, I very much feel like that 90s influence. And that's a song for me that's been growing on me. That's probably the fourth time I've heard it. And the first time I heard it, I was like, yeah, that's good. But then it's like every time I hear it, I like it more and more.
It's growing on you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wear a Western underwear. Just kidding. We're not going to talk about
what?
That here.
Is.
Hello, HR.
We don't have HR, Dan.
Yeah, we don't have HR.
I'm summoning the singer for Bad Brains, you guys. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Hello, HR.
Obviously. Okay, we're going to shift directions here.
Yes.
Okay, so my next pick is...
Is it non-sexy music?
It is very much not. It is... really channeling what it is to be a parent. So like we're really moving into a different direction here. So Brandi Carlile has a new album out, and this song, there's one particular song on the album that is like very much a standout for me. And I like it because it doesn't necessarily sound, it's not her typical like belting out vocals. It's a little bit more subdued Brandi Carlile. And it first appeared on an album she did with Elton John, which controversial statement, I just really did not like at all. It was like, it was not my thing. And so I really barely even touched it. So I didn't even realize the song appeared on that album, but I like it a lot on her solo album. And to me, it fits very much in line with the songs that are on this new album, Returning to Myself. It's very much touching on like how kids can sometimes like change you in some ways, but also that you are together for the formative years of life, and then the kids move on and they live their own life. And I've got a 13-year-old where this has already kind of shifted and things just transition and change. And the first time I heard it and really listened to the lyrics, I was like crying while I was on a walk. But in like a sweet way. It's it's just lovely. And plus it's, just take note of like the guitar work on here. I really love the guitar work and the layered vocals that they did with this. This is You Without Me from Brandi Carlile.
I would know you anywhere. I found myself in you. Heavy your hand that all the changes you'll go through. Do what you have to do.
It was hard to pick 30 seconds because like it tells the story and then the chorus is just really beautiful as it finishes off. But so it didn't give you the full story there within that. But
I'm guessing that would get a lot of parents up on their emotions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure. All right, let's move on to albums here. Malachi, you're leading us off here.
Okay. I've been really digging this album. Actually, kind of reminds, it's kind of in a similar vein to Rat Boys. It's kind of 90s inspired, you know, rock, indie rock, alt rock, but some very poppy hooks, kind of like Rat Boys. And this is a band that I really love their band name. They're called the Bel Air Lip Balms. And apparently this was a skateboard brand from the 80s, which makes a lot of sense. But this is an Australian band. I picked their new second album. It's called Again. It's their debut on Third Man Records. First ever Australian band signed to Third Man Records. And the songwriting, I just have, the whole album almost is I would say really, really good. Like you'll hear a lot of it on KEXC. Lots of songs are great for radio. Really effortlessly catchy and great songwriting. But kind of the guitar work and some of the way they do things reminds me almost of like Television a little bit. There's like twin guitars and it's kind of got more of a classic rock or of the 70s guitar sound, although it is very much in that era. And getting back to the skateboard thing, it just makes me feel like when you're a kid and you first get like a set of wheels, like a bike, skateboard, whatever it might be, and like the world feels very wide open in those
freedom.
Moments.
Freedom.
It just that kind of like youthful freedom, yeah. which eventually gets crushed. But
oh man.
But when it hits, you know, this
later,
this can,
I mean,
this can take
later.
You a little bit later. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this album can maybe take you back to that feeling.
Okay, and what song did you
what
pick?
Song did I pick?
Again.
I picked a song called
another.
A Long Goodbye. Is that what I picked?
Nope, you didn't.
Another Goodbye?
Another World.
Another World. Wow, jeez. Okay. And it has all those things I just said about it, even though I don't know the title.
Stop your bitching.
Count me in.
Yeah, very fun. I had to triple check, quadruple check. I couldn't find the lyrics for a while.
It does kind of sound like there might be.
She says chic.
That's
and it sounds like an Australian saying a different word. Anyways, I like went back and forth on it, found the lyrics eventually. Chic. That's what they say there.
Like C-H-I-C or like the Iron Sheik?
Probably like
S-H-E-I-K.
Not the greatest wrestler of all time, but the like the disco band.
Good Times.
There we go.
Yeah, like Good Times. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to dig into that album still.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance
me too.
To do that.
The Bel Air Lit Bombs.
Yeah. And now I will. Because yeah, that was dope.
I never actually skateboarded, so if it sounded like I experienced that sort of cool feeling.
It was a lie.
I did. It was a lie.
I mean,
but that's what I imagine.
You
being
could
able
also
to
equate it to like when you first, I understand.
When you get your first bike.
Yeah. First bike or even your first license. Although that does have very much like an outdoors, like you're on your own kind of vibe. Like I get
that. So I can ride a bike, but I lived out in the country, you know? You couldn't really get anywhere on a bike. So I would say, like, I didn't actually hit. You know, I feel like if you lived in town, like, I remember, like, my parents would drop me off with my bike, and then I was like, holy, I can go anywhere.
Yeah.
But when you live out in the woods, and you know, your stamina's not that good. You have asthma as a child. You can't really bike anywhere.
We're learning a lot about Malachi right now.
Yeah, we are. But I'm really thrilled that all the listeners know that Malachi can ride a bike.
And he had asthma as a child.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
I use training
these are
wheels.
New things.
Isn't it interesting that they don't use training wheels anymore?
It makes sense.
You use those little striders.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
you don't,
striders
to, so
are
you
the
don't
best.
Cheat it.
It's just about balance.
Yeah.
It's all about balance. So you should figure that out.
Striders made it so easy for my kids to learn how to ride a bike.
There
it was
go.
Like one time and they got it. So yay for striders.
Dan even learned how to use a unicycle late in life.
Kinda. Not really.
We have video footage of it
with a railing.
Maybe you needed training wheels.
That's just called a bike.
That's a tricycle.
All righty. What was your pick, Dan?
What's your album pick, Dan?
This fella that was the lead singer, is the lead singer of a Danish, I guess, punk band, but they're not really a punk band anymore, called Ice Age. And they broke out big when they were kids. They're like 17 years old. And they had a sound that at the time was super reminiscent of Joy Division, kind of gloomy, minimal, dark, and then as the years have gone on, they've incorporated more acoustic guitar and clearly different influences outside of punk have begun to sink in. And now their singer has a solo record, Elias Ronenfelt. And I thought it was really interesting. I was surprising. It has some pre-programmed beats on it. It has melodica on it. It has the reggae singers, the congos are on it. But it's all framed within kind of a singer-songwriter thing. But it doesn't really come off that way because of all these other elements. So I picked the song USA Baby.
I was just having this conversation with a friend last weekend about how sometimes it can be, if you get into a musical rut, you hear something, it takes a while to hear something that feels so different. And as soon as I heard that song, I need to listen to this album, but as soon as I heard that song, to me, it was like, this feels different. Like there was something about it that's just very very interesting presentation of music that I really want to hear more about.
I have a bad habit of comparing today's bands to things in the past, but to me, that song in particular sounds like the band Suicide, but it doesn't really sound like Suicide at all. But it has that vibe of like just the rhythm, the vocals are kind of a, not ethereal, but riding the rhythm in a way that's very, what's the word, laconic? Is that a word?
That's I don't know. What
laconic.
That's
like laid back, right?
Yeah.
You're taking it easy.
Yeah.
Like
that's what I mean.
Like copacetic.
You got me.
Laconic. I like it.
Yeah.
That is
Elias Ronenfeld.
Yeah, Elias Ronenfeld. Speak Daggers is the new album. My choice for this month was a surprise drop that just happened last week from Snowcaps, a new band with Katie Crutchfield and Allison Crutchfield, sisters, twins, Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie. She and Allison have played music together forever. And they were sneaking this information out last week through like an Instagram post. They just took a picture of each other and then they said like 10/31/25 with no other information around
mystery.
It. So you like thought maybe we'd get a song with the two of them. Well, then they dropped like a whole album and it features also Brad Cook, who's like a producer extraordinaire, has worked with Katie as Waxahachie and Wisconsinite, brothers to Phil Cook.
Eau Claire's finest.
Yeah, truly, they're the best.
Land of Clear Waters.
MJ Lenderman is on there too. And what I love about it is so Allison and Katie trade off vocals throughout the whole album. And it's kind of hard to tell the difference because they are twins and they do sound very similar. It takes like 3 or 4 listens of the album to start kind of getting like, oh, this is Katie. Oh, this is Allison, which is really fun. There's some songs that are definitely like in the same vein as Waxahachie, but then there's going back to that 90s influence, there are also some just hitters that are very much like that, tapping into that 90s sound, which is clearly very popular right now. I think that's the third reference we've had here. Also in this segment I'm going to pick, I also looked up the lyrics because she says the word straight, but it also sounds like a word that we are not allowed to play, but it is actually straight. This is the lead track, Coast. It's new music from Snowcaps.
Oh, that's a banger.
Yeah, isn't that good?
Is it named after, are Snowcaps a candy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those little chocolate things with white.
Are they gross?
Yes.
They look gross.
Yeah, they're super gross.
I've never had one.
And like they're always, maybe they're just made stale. I don't know. They're not good.
Getting back to the 90s thing.
Breeders.
Seems like the Breeders and also everyone.
Who were also twins.
They were also twins.
Sisters.
The thing that it made me think of really too is also just like everyone who is in Throwing Muses. I feel like they are like more and more people are just like, I don't know. I think that they're sort of, I guess, standing in 90s rock is like really going up. Because I hear so much stuff that just reminds me of like Tanya Donnelly and and like The Bully and that whole world.
For sure.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
90s fashion, 90s music. It's like all back.
I can get behind
90s kids.
One of those.
We got one of those here.
I'm a 90s baby. Yeah.
I'm a 90s kid. I was a kid.
I'm a 90s adult.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you cover all the generations here.
We do.
Yeah.
This has been Spin That-ish. Hear it on Headwaters the first Thursday of every month. And we'd love to know what you are listening to. What are you loving? What is new that's blowing your mind? We'd love to hear about it. Text us 218-326-1234.
You will be able to find that full conversation and the music included at kaxe.org. This is Headwaters. I'm Malachi Coons. In addition to Spin That Ish, we've also started a new series called Fresh Picks. On Mondays, early on in the week, we will be sharing a way to keep you up to date with what is going on in new music. So much coming out. The music team has our head in that world all the time, all day long at KAXE. So we wanted to kind of share some highlights with you. Check that out. The debut edition is on our website right now. We received support from the Minnesota Humanities Center, distributing more than $6 million in cultural heritage grants. Funds are available to individuals and organizations that will create, celebrate, and teach the art, culture, and heritage of the state's diverse culture. That includes, but is not limited to, indigenous organizations, historically underrepresented communities, recent immigrant communities, and veterans. Application and deadline information is online at muhum.org/grants. That's muhum.org/grants. This is 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXC.org. The World Cafe is up next. Stick around. Jim Gallagher hosting On the River from 1 to 4 today. A great mix of folk, rock, jazz, blues, and world music. And Alyssa Ellen will be your host tonight from 7 to 10. Right now it is 37, sunny in Grand Rapids, looking a little cloudy out my window. Our forecast for today, highs in the upper 40s. We have a chance of sprinkles this afternoon. 44, sunny but showers in the vicinity in Brainerd. 33, cloudy in Hibbing. 38 in Bemidji. Right now, it is time for the World Cafe.
Pino Palladino is a